Hey y'all. Welcome back to Midweek Motivation. Okay, hold it. Doesn't sound very motivating, does it? Sometimes we can get into depressing moments and feelings of just hopelessness, and our soul feels heavy and we wonder what is going on in our lives and how could it get any worse. And so today I just wanted to share Psalm 42 with you guys in hopes that maybe it will shed some light on just realizing that depression does not have to be permanent in our lives. It can be controlled and we can take it to God and become free of it. So, without further ado, this is Psalm 42. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude, I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and of the Hermonites from the hill of Mizar. Deep calleth unto the deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock, Why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. So, the other day, I was just feeling depressed and hopeless and wondering what in the world I was supposed to be doing and wondering why I was doing what I was doing. And I just felt so down and just lonely and discouraged. And so I was praying just for God to tell me something, to share something with me, to get me out of that feeling of just feeling hopeless and worthless. And so I got out my letter at the end of last year. I wrote myself a letter for every week of 2021, and so far God has used every single letter in a very special way. And this week's, when I opened it, it was a reminder of why am I doing what I'm doing. And I realized that I had lost that. I had forgotten why I was doing things, why I was running, why I was blogging and sharing podcasts, and why I was doing all these different things. And it just felt pointless. And so when I went to my vision journal, I went through all of my whys of why I'm doing each one of these. And it just gave me this sense of hope that I don't have to feel like this. I can rest in God. And like David was saying in Psalm 42, he was asking himself, why art thou cast down? And I believe that asking ourselves why is such an important part of staying in hope, of living in the hope that God has given us an anchor for, and just reminding ourselves of what is important in life. And I plan on doing a full podcast on depression and sharing that with you guys in hopes that if somebody is going through that, or if when you feel down, that maybe something I share on there can be of an encouragement. But for now, I just wanted to share Psalm 42 with you, and I pray that you are having a wonderful week and that you are able to find some hope in God, or at least ask yourself why you're doing what you're doing, and ask yourself why you feel the way you do, and just going to God and asking Him why. So I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. I hope you guys continue having a wonderful week, and I'll be praying for you guys. See you next time.